Cambridge Primary and Lower Secondary Mathematics, introducing thinking and working mathematically. In the curricula, the learning objectives are organised into the following content strands: number, geometry and measure, statistics and probability, and also algebra in the lower secondary curriculum. Thinking and working mathematically consists of 8 characteristics that are embedded within the content strands in stages 1 to 9 of the Cambridge Primary and Lower Secondary Mathematics curriculum. The thinking and working mathematically characteristics refer to mathematical processes that assist learners in solving problems. The 8 characteristics are presented as 4 pairs in the thinking and working mathematically star. The pairs are specializing and generalizing, conjecturing and convincing, characterizing and classifying, and critiquing and improving. We will now explain each characteristic and show examples of how a learner may demonstrate these. The examples in this video focus on geometry, but remember that the 8 characteristics can be intertwined with any content strand. Specializing is choosing an example and checking if it satisfies or does not satisfy specific mathematical criteria. For example, we might ask learners to investigate which shapes have exactly 2 right angles. Learners will show they are specializing when they try to draw a shape that satisfies this criteria. They may choose a familiar shape, a parallelogram, but notice that none of the angles are right angles, so it does not satisfy the mathematical criteria. Then a learner may choose and draw another familiar shape, a rectangle. But they notice this shape has 4 right angles, not exactly 2, so it still does not satisfy the mathematical criteria. They may continue to specialize, this time altering the rectangle by cutting off 1 corner. Again, this shape does not satisfy the mathematical criteria because it has 3 right angles instead of 2. The next shape they choose is another quadrilateral that does have exactly 2 right angles, so it satisfies the specific mathematical criteria. So the learner has been choosing different shapes and checking to see if they satisfy or do not satisfy mathematical criteria, which was, which shapes have exactly 2 right angles? When learners follow these mathematical thinking processes, they are specializing. Generalizing is recognizing an underlying pattern by identifying many examples that satisfy the same mathematical criteria. When a learner has chosen a range of shapes, all with exactly 2 right angles, they may be able to notice and describe a pattern in the properties of these shapes. They may notice that all of these shapes have only straight edges, or that they all have 4 or more sides. The learner has used a number of examples that meet the mathematical criteria to notice an underlying pattern that connects the examples. When learners follow this mathematical process, they are generalizing. Conjecturing is forming mathematical questions or ideas. When learners are asked which shapes have exactly 2 right angles, they may ask the following type of questions. Can I draw a triangle with 2 right angles? They may notice that none of their shapes had fewer than 4 sides, so this might be a question for their investigation. Is it possible to draw a shape with any number of sides greater than 3 with 2 right angles? Because they have found a quadrilateral with 2 right angles, they may be interested to see if they can draw a pentagon with 2 right angles, a hexagon with 2 right angles, and so on. A conjecture does not have to be in the form of a question. It may be a statement. And this statement doesn't even have to be true. For example, a learner may say, I've drawn a quadrilateral with 2 right angles and another one with 4 right angles, so I think it must also be possible to draw a quadrilateral with 3 right angles. This learner has thought about further questions to ask and has suggested ideas that may or may not be true. When learners follow this mathematical process, they are conjecturing. Convincing is presenting evidence to justify or challenge a mathematical idea or solution. Taking our first conjecture as an example, Depending on their age and stage of learning, learners may try to answer the question and explain their ideas using diagrams and examples. Or they may produce a more sophisticated explanation that uses known rules or methods. In both examples, learners have provided evidence to justify their mathematical idea. When learners follow this mathematical process, they are convincing. Characterizing is identifying and describing the mathematical properties of an object. When given this set of shapes, learners may identify and describe each shape using technical mathematical terms, or they may notice certain properties that some of the shapes have in common. Some properties may be particularly important, while others may be ignored, depending on the context of the problem. For example, they may choose to focus on the number of sides of the shapes and notice that a group of them are quadrilaterals. When learners follow this mathematical process, they are characterizing. Classifying is organizing objects into groups according to their mathematical properties. Although learners originally sorted the shapes into quadrilaterals and non-quadrilaterals, their investigation into shapes containing exactly two right angles may prompt them to consider organizing them differently. This time, the learner has organized the shapes according to the number of right angles, 0, 1, 2, and 4. When learners follow this mathematical process of sorting into meaningful groups, they are classifying. And when learners are able to discriminate those features they are sorting or have sorted by, they are characterizing. Critiquing is comparing and evaluating mathematical ideas, representations, or solutions to identify advantages and disadvantages. For example, when looking at Ben's approach to this problem, learners may observe the following. Ben has been systematic in his approach. Ben has always put the right angles at the bottom of the shapes. When learners can interpret and reflect on the relevance of an approach, they are critiquing. Improving is refining mathematical ideas or representations to develop a more effective approach or solution. Learners may suggest alternative ways of improving Ben's answer, such as using different equipment to represent the problem or to generate ideas, using technology to assist them, or using a modified approach. You will notice that critiquing and improving is placed in the center of the star. Using the geometry examples we showed you previously, we will explain why these two characteristics are at the center of thinking and working mathematically. When learners demonstrated the characteristics of specializing and generalizing, they were also critiquing their own ideas in order to improve on their solutions. When learners were conjecturing and convincing, they analyzed their own ideas in order to perhaps modify a conjecture they found to be incorrect. And when learners were classifying the shapes, they were able to critique their approach and improve it by characterizing them by different properties. To summarize the key points, the 8 thinking and working mathematically characteristics are designed to be embedded within the curriculum strands across stages 1 to 9. The characteristics demonstrate the mathematical processes that learners follow when solving mathematical problems. The 4 pairs of characteristics are interdependent, but also interconnected, and a high-quality mathematics task may draw on more than one of them. The 4 pairs of characteristics are specializing and generalizing, conjecturing and convincing, characterizing and classifying, and critiquing and improving. We hope you found this video helpful and that you enjoyed this introduction to thinking and working mathematically.